Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
Today's Friday.
On 670 The Score.
Today's our normal Friday, so it's supposed to be feel-good, fast Friday. And
this feel-good, fast Friday just got a lot more interesting, Coach Nagy. What's up, Mac?
Everything is good here, yeah. Feeling good, fast, and, man, especially the midday guys. They're out the door already.
They're gone.
Yeah, I went and had a two-minute smoke, and as I'm coming up the escalator, Connor McKnight is leaving the building. Those guys usually meander the hallways for a little while, especially Burnsy, but the weekend is here for Bernstein and McKnight. Have fun, kids.
Get out there, enjoy yourself. Yeah, Burnsy had some sort of hockey obligation with a long drive, and he's worried about snow in St. Louis or something, and I have no idea what Connor's doing.
Snow in St. Louis?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Some sort of hockey tournament.
Okay.
Being a parent sounds confusing. You're being pulled in a lot of different directions.
Yes, you are. It's not a hobby.
Yeah, exactly. Full-time job.
It kind of is, yeah.
Okay, so we got a lot going on. Addison Russell is set to speak from Sloan Park sometime. We're going to carry it. It should be soon. It will be his first public comments since accepting the suspension under the Major League Baseball domestic violence policy, other than the statement that he released in concert with Theo Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll hear from Addison Russell shortly. Chris Farley would have been 55 years old today.
Right.
The real Matt Foley is going to join the show at 4 o'clock.
I look forward to it.
As do I.
I was so delighted to see you guys enthused about this one today via email this morning because it's a day to celebrate. And also maybe be reflective a little bit too, but I'm a big fan and was on the air when everybody got the news of his death. And, yes, so looking forward to talking to Matt.
So Matt Foley is a reverend in Arlington Heights who was friends with Chris Farley, who Chris Farley, of course, portrayed as the motivational speaker famously on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. So that's happening at 4 o'clock. We also will have a lot of Chris Farley audio along the way because we are all fans of Farley and we are all fans of different eras kind of Farley.
Uh-huh.
But he died at 33 years old, so all of the eras were close together.
Yeah. Man, it's close to home, too.
And then this is huge national news that goes beyond the sports page that Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid have withdrawn their collusion case against the NFL and that there has been apparently a lucrative settlement made towards Colin Kaepernick. I would be fascinated to see anyone spin this as anything other than a win for Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, sure.
Because this is the NFL paying for the information that Colin Kaepernick and his lawyers found to not be public.
Right.
That's what this is.
Right.
And Charles Robb.
Keep your mouth shut. Here's a big, big check. You have generational wealth. Sorry about your inconveniences.
Charles Robinson, who is a fantastic reporter at Yahoo Sports, who has been reporting on the collusion case between Colin Kaepernick and the NFL since the beginning, shares this on Twitter. In a stunning move strongly signaling a financial settlement between Kaepernick and the NFL, Yahoo Sports has learned the QB has withdrawn his collusion complaint. Sources previously said Kaepernick would only withdraw if a lucrative settlement was secured. And we had Eric Winston on yesterday, who is the president of the NFL Players Association. And within the last 10 minutes, the NFLPA has released the following statement. Today, we were informed by the NFL of the settlement of the Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid collusion cases. We are not privy to the details of the settlement, but support the decision by the players and their counsel. We continuously supported Colin and Eric from the start of their protests, participated with their lawyers throughout their legal proceedings, and were prepared to participate in the upcoming trial in pursuit of both truth and justice for what we believe the NFL and its clubs did to them. We are glad that Eric has earned a job and a new contract, and we continue to hope that Colin gets his opportunity as well.
A lot of people are going to celebrate this today. A lot of people will not. They'll be angry about it, and polarizing arguments usually are pretty good for our little line of work, Mr. Parkins. So saddle up, Buster.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun day. Call Eric Winston during the next break. Get him back on.
Okay.
We weren't done with him anyway yesterday because, and I didn't see that coming. He's not fond of the way the Bears do their business when dealing with union issues. And Illinois basketball gets in the way of us concluding that conversation. So if we can find him today for that reaction and maybe fill in the blanks on the Bears.
The Bears, aren't, the, as I think everybody knows, isn't the most union-supporting a team, that's for sure. The lack of access is obviously frustrating when you're literally going there to just try to help your guys.
So that is Eric Winston. And we've known, DeMora Smith came on the early on in the Spiegel and Parkins show, the lead counsel for the Players Union, and he blasted the Bears over how they handled workers' comp. Mm-hmm. We had the Roquan Smith issue last year with a holdout. So I don't think many fans necessarily care too much if the Bears are seen as less union-friendly because it's the NFL. If you have money, free agents will come there. But that is apparently the perception that the president of the Players Union is willing to share publicly.
Yeah, and I think if this news would have come down the pipe last year at this time,
Correct. People
would, because they were throwing haymakers at the Lake Foresters last year at this time, uncertain about the Matt Nagy experience and so many other things, and the pre- Roquan Smith, Khalil Mack era, and a 12-4 season. If news came out today about the Bulls in the union, people then all of a sudden antenna would go up everywhere, likely because of everything.
Correct.
But we'll find a way to pile on the Bulls as well along the course of today's show. If you don't mind, I got to squeeze some Bulls in, and I know you're jumping about NBA All-Star Week.
Oh, I love it. It's my guilty pleasure. It's my empty calories. It's my bachelor in paradise of sports. It is stupid. It is frivolous. It is celebrity and ego fueled, and it is totally fun and absurd. I love the NBA All-Star Weekend.
Are you signed up for all of it? The slam. I mean, it's a full weekend of television, right?
So normally I would only be in for the Saturday and Sunday, the skills competition, dunk, 3-point, and then the All-Star game on Sunday. But tonight, the Rising Stars game, which Lauri Markkanen is playing in. This is just very cool for me personally. You remember Adam Lefko from Bleacher Report,
sure,
who came on to talk Philly before Bears-Eagles?
Yep.
Old friend of mine. He is doing play-by-play for the Rising Stars game, which is part of his, this is probably the biggest television audience that will ever see his work.
He's, coming out party.
He is a rising star at Turner, and I am just, so pumped. I mean, this guy and I used to go to the bar every Sunday for 2 years together in college. We used to throw blunts to each other. He taught me about the blunt toss. We go way back.
Oh, yeah.
And my man has made a star turn, and tonight he will be on the call on TNT.
Okay, and he's cool with you sharing that information about blunt tossage and things like that. You didn't ask him, but you're confident enough to.
He was back in college.
Because I would never do that to Greeny.
Yeah, right. Right. It was back in college. Things happen in college.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm sure he's on
the... I think he inhaled.
I know he inhaled. I'm pretty sure he's on the straight and narrow now, but he is a... that might be a lie. But he is a tremendous broadcast talent, and that's my guy right there.
Is TNT going to have to do what Chris Tannehill did when he made his appearance on this show and use the dump button?
I recall that! That was right at the end, I think.
That was right at the end. He had
good place for it.
He had forgotten that he wasn't on his Sims and Lefko podcast.
Yeah. Always leave him laughing.
Yeah, so we all of a sudden have a lot to do today.
I had a lot to do before the news broke.
For sure.
Tons of stuff to do.
For sure. I'd love to hear from those people who for literally years were like, nah, he was bad. That was the only reason he was out of the NFL. Okay, then why did they just pay him this eight-figure settlement that Mike Florio estimates is $50 million?
His production did dip precipitously, but if you've been watching the NFL since he last played in it, and you can honestly say that he shouldn't have had, at the minimum, a number two job in the league, you're kidding yourself.
Much less a tryout.
Right.
Like Colin Kaepernick, since he last played, has not had an invitation to work out for an NFL team.
Did you watch Chase Daniel when he went to New York this year? Did you see that? Not NFL quarterback.
And so I'd love to hear the argument, because the NFL just settled out of court and had a non-disclosure agreement attached to it, which means that no one's going to talk about the evidence that Colin Kaepernick and his legal team had. So Colin Kaepernick's protest worked. Colin Kaepernick won, and the NFL Players Association is still holding out hopes that he will be able to play again in the NFL, which means at least early returns are there's nothing that bars him from future employment in the league.
How old is he now? 31?
I think 30. Let me pull that up for you real quick. Colin Kaepernick, yeah, turned 31 three months ago. Yeah, so 31 years old. He's withdrawn his collusion case against the NFL.
How would he look with the Bears offense?
Well, they do run a lot of spread. They do run a lot of shotgun. They do have a mobile quarterback.
Oh, let it happen. Oh, God. Let it happen. You missed out on Hunt.
It'd be so great.
Let it happen.
I mean, they're not even the same.
Just look at the second start from number four last year and talk yourself into it. It doesn't require any convincing on my end.
No.
That performance from Daniel, that loss, was reminiscent of every bad. You fill in the blank, all the bad Bears quarterbacks, Craig Krenzel and Jonathan Quinn, Moreno, Stenstrom. It was all of those bad.
Here's the thing. I hope Cap plays again if he wants to, and I assume a part of him still does. But people saying, oh, I hope he does some good with that money. He will. Like, nothing about Colin Kaepernick's activism was fake. Like, this was a guy who was traveling to Africa and donating. He was publicly announcing where he was donating his money. He was setting up camps for children to learn what their rights are when confronted with police, doing community outreach all over the country, did an event here in Chicago. I mean, This is a guy who the NFL, when they took away his football platform, became a modern civil rights icon. And you can laugh at that and you can dismiss it, but it is 100% the truth. Colin Kaepernick is more powerful never having played football, if he never plays football again, than he was when he was in the NFC Championship game with the San Francisco 49ers.
As it has been since he became a household name, they are coming in hard on both sides of it. One of the most polarizing athletes in the last decade or so. Kaepernick, never. Next guy up. I'll take Cap over Trubisky right effing now. Next guy. We don't need another locker room ruined. Next guy. Who cares about Colin? He got his money. And there's another bunch of both sides of it.
And by the way,
fitty, I would say.
People will come in and say, what about the pig socks? What about the Castro shirt? No one has ever claimed that he was perfect or handled every step of this correctly. Only that anything that he did that was some sort of transgression should not have resulted in a collective ban from all 32 teams in the NFL. No one is claiming that Colin Kaepernick is perfect. Not at all.
I got an F yeah from one of our listeners when I suggested it.
It would be fascinating. I have no idea what he wants to do. He might go write a book.
They need a backup.
They do need a backup.
They absolutely need a backup, and they have – I don't know if – I would assume what they have of cap space available is within his price range, wouldn't you, for a one-year deal?
Sure. Absolutely, but he might not need it anymore.
He's going to want it.
yeah, but I'm saying he might not need the money anymore.
Like, well, let's see if anybody wants to pay him too.
Correct. This does not guarantee at all that he comes back into the NFL. All this proves is that there were plenty of details that Colin Kaepernick's legal team had on the record that suggest that there was collusion against the NFL, that there was dirty laundry that the NFL would not want out there of keeping someone out of its league who was peacefully protesting racial inequality when you have a league that allows domestic abusers and violent criminals and drug abusers and philanderers.
Of course,
and all,
right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right, right.
That's all it was.
Morally, ethically bankrupt. Every team has players with those issues.
Yeah, so to even lump Colin Kaepernick in with that group is offensive to Colin Kaepernick's cause, and that's why it was so offensive that he was gone. You could have hated Colin Kaepernick's cause and hated his methods, but did it deserve him being denied an opportunity to work when sports are supposed to be the ultimate meritocracy and he was clearly good enough to work? So that's why Colin Kaepernick won.
Stunned by some of these listener reactions. I shouldn't be, but I am. You're going to cancel your season tickets.
Because the NFL settled?
If they sign him. If they sign him.
Okay.
Right. If they sign him, I will cancel my... Did you see those socks? Yeah, the socks were awful. It was a misstep. It was horrible. It's not acceptable. Maybe he will admit that.
Maybe
you're
going to
cancel your season tickets if the Bears sign Colin Kaepernick. Come to work one more day and you'll hear it all. You'll hear something else said. Wow, didn't think I'd see that happen.
Man. Yeah, that was news I did not expect to come down. I thought the NFL would see it all the way through. They must have been terrified by what they had.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, I mean, think about how much money they must have ponied up for him to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Because, I mean, that's extra. It's not just a settlement where, okay, now we can talk about it. It's a settlement and you can't talk about it.
Right.
So, I mean, like,
yeah,
I mean,
everybody's going to be guessing.
Think about what that money is.
This will all be reportedly, when we start seeing numbers, it will be a reported.
Correct.
45, 50, 55. No one is going to know.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what it'll be? And I'm sure the cynicism will come in and people say Cap was just in it for the money. They took away his right to earn.
Right. Well, that's a restraint of trade. You're not allowing a man to make a living in his craft at which he was trained, at which he had succeeded to the point of getting his team into a freaking Super Bowl.
Well, and so
he rushed for, what, 170 yards against the Packers in a playoff game? This is not Tim Tebow.
No. And so, like, also, by the way, so what if he's happy to get this money and now he got settled and all that? Like, it's like people criticizing politicians when they leave office for writing books and giving speeches and so on. Yeah, that's what you do. That's kind of how it works. Colin Kaepernick was turned into, I mean, they made him a martyr. They made him a modern day civil rights icon. And there's big money in that. And he's a philanthropist. So he uses that platform for good. And I guarantee you he'll use a bunch of this money for good. Man, the NFL played themselves so hard. They could have just signed him. They could have just signed him.
Big mistake. Big mistake. I think they've got the 50 mil or whatever it is they're going to settle at. But still, it's a bad optic for the Shield, isn't it? One after another. We can't get through an offseason without them taking hits.
And think about how stupid it is.
And we can't wait for the first game in September.
Oh, of course. It's the best. I love the NFL. But think about how dumb. They could have had the Patriots sign him for a one-year, $4 million contract or something after he was released. Could have went and have him go to Jacksonville and have him compete with Blake Bortles.
Yeah, have you seen Blake Bortles? No, he can't play in the league. Did you watch Jacksonville this year?
Who were the backups on the Giants this year?
Oh, God, there was a – we were one – right.
Remember
was,
the name? The one guy like evaded the cops and got arrested.
Rivera's backup was some kid from some little bitty school in the Northeast with no NFL experience. I can't remember his name. He got in a game this year
there
late.
Loretta?
That sounds right, yeah.
Loretta's the sandwich
Get
at Sarkey's.
Get back, Loretta. Yeah, yeah, it was something.
Kyle Loretta had a job in the NFL this year in Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick did not. Come on, man. And people were like, no. I think it's because he's not good at football anymore. He's held out of the league when he was 29. That's amazing. Good for him. This segment brought to you by Subway. Order a sub directly from your sofa. Subway now delivers your favorite sub, salad, or signature wrap straight to your door. Go to subway.com/delivers to order with Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash, or Postmates. Delivery available in select areas. See subway.com/delivers for details.
The Richmond Spiders, that would be the alma mater of Ron Rivera's backup quarterback, or maybe it's Laletta, one of those. But I remember Laletta being a punchline during the season when the Bears were going out there for their date with the Giants, and I remember laughing with Chico on the phone one night, getting him ready for the next day's show, and saying, yeah, boy, I love the uniforms they wore in college. And again, I don't remember the kid's name, but it was just hysterical.
Yeah.
All right, big news, and Addison Russell is speaking any minute now, and we will have that for you.
Yeah, apparently Cubs PR is going to grab Addison Russell right now to bring him to the press conference room where we will carry it live. This, you know, Theo said that they were in the bottom of the second of a nine-inning process with Addison Russell, and getting him to camp and then speaking is the next step. I assume that he will be very well coached.
You think?
You know, just based on how they've handled it since the initial fumbles.
After what Madden did on the South Side, the start of that weekend when they finally made their public statements about what their game plan was for Russell. Yeah, I'm sure they've been coaching him for days on this news conference, and they should,
if not longer.
They're going to try to get under your skin. They are going to test you. They are going to see if they can get a reaction out of you. Don't bite.
Yeah.
Calm, calm, calm.
Right. You want to be, you know, just. I assume he will.
Contrite, calm, sympathetic to everybody you've harmed. Yeah, they will walk him through all that, I'm certain.
Be, you know, a better father to your kids, a better partner going forward, better member of society, contrite. My guess is he'll be brief.
And what I liked the most out of your guys' statements
here the other day. Okay. Here it is, Addison Russell from Cubs camp.
Can you pull it up for questions? Addison, what has this been like for you over these last few months? And, you know, in general, what would you like to get across today?
Yeah, so these past few months have been a productive few months. I've been doing the league-mandated treatment and also participating in voluntary counseling as well. Through that counseling, I have learned to better identify my feelings and emotions, learning how to handle adversity and challenges whenever I'm faced with them, and creating healthier relationships with Melissa and Mallory for the benefit of our children.
Addison, at the first statement, you said that you dismissed this or whatever. You said that this was not true. What's changed from then until now?
Yeah, so I've had time to reflect. And through counseling, I have a better understanding what domestic abuse really is. And I am committed into my work right now. That's my main focus. And already I see the benefits that come within that with my family and my children.
What's the reaction from your teammates been like?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question. My teammates have shown nothing but support for me and my family. I think through this whole process, the person that has been inflicted the most in this process is Melissa. And what I want to say to everyone here today, and also to her, is that I want to own those actions. And I am sorry for the hurt that I have caused Melissa and the pain that I put her through. And I am trying my best efforts to become a better person.
So Theo said a part of your therapy is accountability. So you did physically and mentally abuse her.
I know that there's been a lot that's been said and reported these past few months. I don't want to get into any specifics. But what I do want to say is I am accountable for my past actions. I'm not proud of the person I was, but I do want to own this issue and take responsibility for the hurt and the pain that I've caused Melissa. And for that, I am sorry.
Addison, how committed are you to continuing this work? Theo has said bottom of the second inning, you have a long way to go. How committed are you? How much do you want fans and your teammates to understand where you're at?
I am fully committed to this work. This has my main focus. I think identifying this issue in my home and with my family is most important. I believe that the baseball aspect of things will handle itself. But like I said, my teammates, the organization, my family, friends, and fans have showed nothing but support for me and my family.
Edson, I just want to be clear, you're not denying any allegations any longer. I know you don't want to talk specifics, but the allegations that were put forth, there's no longer any denial.
I want to own my actions. I want to be accountable for the hurt that I put Melissa through and the pain that she went through. That's what I want to own.
How do you regain the support of Cub fans after this?
Thank you for that question. I know that I'm still early in this process, and through this process, I realize that I have let a lot of people down. I've let Cubs fans down, my organization, my teammates, my family, and also myself. I'm doing everything in my power to become a better person, father, teammate, partner, and provider. And through this process, I believe that I have already shown great improvements just coming home, you know, my family and my kids. We are creating a happy, healthy, lovable household.
Edison, we're all products of how we're brought up. How much time have you had to reflect on you being brought up and how you got to that point and things that happened to you when you were growing up?
Yeah, so I really don't want to make any excuses for myself. My past behaviors were wrong and unacceptable, and I'm doing everything in my power to become a better person. I realized through counseling that I am taking the necessary steps to become a better person.
Did you know while you were in the middle of before counseling that your actions were wrong while you were going through this?
Thank you for that question. I realized that there was a problem, and I sought out help before the league mandated me treatment. And through that process, I better understood what domestic abuse is about.
When did you begin to recognize this and realize that you needed more help than you were even seeking?
I would say 2 to 3 weeks before the season ended last year.
One of the things that Melissa said was kind of after the World Series, things kind of got out of. Do you, looking back on it, have a sense of kind of how it came to this point for you and some of your relationships and how things kind of went sideways off the field for you?
Yeah. So I want to take accountability for my past actions. And like I said, I'm not proud of the person that I once was. Without getting into details or specifics, I just want to own that what I did was wrong and inexcusable, and I'm sorry for the hurt and pain that I put Melissa through.
Anthony, you said you've learned more about what domestic abuse or violence is. How would you define that from what you've learned through your counseling?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Through counseling, I have expanded my definition on what domestic abuse is, and it includes feeling like you're the only person on an island, feeling isolated, but also disrespected by someone who cares about you.
Hey, Addison, you can answer this or not, but in the course of your therapy, have you figured out that this was a gradual process that got you to the point where you had your biggest issues, or was it something that just kind of came up in a shorter period of time?
Could you repeat that question?
Yeah. How, in the course of your therapy, how far back have you been able to identify the fact that you had an issue with this?
Yeah. So I have had time to reflect. And through counseling, I know that I have to address this issue in my own home and with my family. I believe that it starts there. and going through with this process, which I'm fully committed to, I believe that I will become a better person.
How clear have they made it just how tenuous this still is for you? You're here right now, but it's a very, very fine line.
Yeah, it's hard work. It's not easy, but I am committed to this work. It's what I'm focused on, you know, right now. It's been hard, but I am fully committed into this process. I want to become the best person that I can be, the best father, partner, and teammate.
Hearing about the whole organization and what they are doing to kind of be part of the solution, as they've talked about, and putting everybody who walks into this building through domestic abuse understanding, helping them understand what it is.
Yeah. Through this process, I have to be accountable. I have to own it in my own home and my family. The organization has shown me great support, not only me, but my family. And most importantly, the person that has been impacted on this issue the most, which is Melissa. And just to have the support of the organization for myself, my family, and Melissa speaks to this organization. I myself am happy to be here, and my family thanks this organization for having me here to give me a second chance.
Do you have an understanding of what this organization has gone through? Like, Joe Madden took so much criticism, so much heat when this first came out. Theo as well. I mean, they've really taken PR hits. What your actions have caused them.
Yeah. So I have to take accountability for that. And my family and I love Joe. We love this organization. We love our teammates for supporting us.
Why do you think you got a second chance?
I believe that the organization and the people within the organization, also my teammates, see something in me that wants to come out. They see that I am determined and 110% committed into making myself better.
Are you in a relationship now with anyone?
I am in a relationship.
If you don't mind me asking, how's that going? And with your therapy, how has that helped?
It's a great relationship. It's a loving relationship. We instill respect, empathy, and support in our relationship. It's a very loving relationship, and we like to have fun as well. We enjoy our time together.
Anderson, when you were suspended, did you assume you had played your last game as a Cub?
Great question. My hopes were no, but I realized the severity of this issue, and I want to address this issue, and I want to be accountable for my past behaviors and tell everyone that I am committed to becoming a better person.
Addison, how would you describe your current relationship with Melissa? How has she reacted to any growth that you may have displayed?
Yeah, the relationship is moving in the right direction. Communication has been great. We have a relationship that is moving in the right direction. Instilling in our relationship at the core values would be having respect for one another, showing sympathy and empathy for each other's position, and effectively co-parenting our son. We believe if we instill those things, we will effectively co-parent our son.
Is there anything you want to say directly to Cub fans about their support, their criticism, all the way they've observed this throughout your ordeal?
Yeah, I understand that that there's Cubs fans that don't understand this process that I'm going through. I'm sorry for letting the Cub fans down, along with the organization. What I want to say to them is, I am committed in my work to become a better person, and be a better person at the end of this.
To expand on that, Addison, you know, for every person out there that believes people deserve second chances, there's people out there that don't when it comes to certain actions. Why do you think you believe and deserve this second chance?
Because I'm driven. I'm driven. I've always wanted to become a better person. I'm showing growth and improvements in areas that needed to be attended to, and my family is benefiting from that growth. I see it every day when I come home to my children. You know, it's a great feeling whenever you can communicate with your partner and your children and have a loving atmosphere, you know, a loving home.
Do you believe that the abuse, the actions you had in the past are truly in your past at this point?
I truly believe that I'm not proud of the person that I once was, but through counseling, I know how to identify my feelings a lot better. I would say that person is left in the past.
Addison, the organization is taking some steps to get involved with domestic violence programs. Are you going to be involved in any way? Is there anything that you want to do personally, donate money or your time?
Yeah, so I'm still early in this process and making great work. My focus is on right now and continuing this process and embracing this process. But when the opportunity and the timing is right, I definitely want to go that route.
For you to do this today, was that important to you? Because once everybody's here, then this is already out of the way and the group can focus on baseball too.
Yeah. This is definitely an issue that has to be handled, and I want to take accountability for this issue. Like I said, I've talked to my teammates and our relationship, you know, they have been open in communication, and then very supportive as well. But yes, this is an issue that we needed to address and able to move forward.
Will baseball, do you think, be easier for you with when you grow into this path and you feel better about yourself and your relationships? Will your work be easier for you to accomplish?
I'm not going to make really any excuses. My focus is this work and being fully committed into becoming the best me that I can be. I believe that the baseball aspect of things will handle itself.
Have you thought about or maybe talked about therapy, if and when you do return to game action, how to prepare for mixed reactions, whether it's at home or on the road, how the crowd or fans may perceive you?
Yeah, so I am learning how to cope with, you know, my feelings and emotions, to handle adversity whenever I face them. Through my process and through my treatment, I feel really confident that this issue should not come up again.
Could you talk about the process? Can you just detail, like, who you're meeting with or how often these meetings are happening, how long that process will be in terms of counseling?
Right, so who I'm meeting is a private relationship, but I do talk to my counselor weekly. Last time I talked to my counselor was yesterday.
I think one of the statements that you kind of found your own person in addition to
that was him.
Major League, that's who we're talking to.
Yes. Yeah.
How long have you been preparing for this press conference?
I have been looking forward to this press conference, to have a voice finally and speak on what I have been thinking. You know, this past week has been great. It's been a lot of emotion being out there with my teammates, being in this clubhouse, and also communication with my friends and family. My preparation for this press conference, it's been tough. It's been tough. I've had, I haven't ever had to face the media like this before, and to do that, I think I am becoming a better person.
Okay, that was Addison Russell at Sloan Park.
Why don't they send some professional reporters to Cubs camp to handle these type of news conferences?
Yeah, that was see.
My God, wake up!
It was so scripted on his part, and then they didn't get to a root issue there. But the one thing I will say is Addison Russell's actions matter way more than his words.
And we barely know anything about his actions because nobody bothered to follow any of his responses up on specifics.
Correct. So I get the frustration over how scripted that was and what his talking points were and all of that. He's not a public speaker, but that was obviously not a good press conference.
He lost the press conference, and the Cubs lost the press conference, and the press corps, more than anybody, loses the press conference. He repeatedly talked about hard work. What kind of work are you doing? He said, I'm driven. I've got to own it. I'm showing improvement. Accountability. He kept referring to those things repeatedly, and nobody followed it up. With what specifically are you talking about? Please outline what work you're doing. The last part of it, we got, well, I'm meeting with my counselor weekly. Okay? Tell us what those conversations are like.
Correct.
What is at the root of your anger? Have you had issues with alcohol and other substances? We all read her post, except Joe Madden. What are his thoughts on how his fan base saw that? And when he read that, how did he feel about his prior behavior? That was an absolute, that was a terrible 15-minute song.
Yes, it was. He was clearly coached to stay vague and on message, right? I'm not proud of who I was. Thank you for the question. I'm working to get better.
Right.
I did not have a full understanding of what domestic violence was. I've expanded my definition of what domestic violence was.
Even though we don't know what that new definition is.
I know. I'm just telling you, just from a PR standpoint, you could tell that he was coached very specifically. He was coached to remember some key phrases and some talking points.
Buzzwords.
And then to repeat it. That is a classic crisis PR strategy. And his actions matter more than his words. I want to make that abundantly clear. He's not a public speaker. But yeah, in terms of words, that was bad. It was bad.
It felt like there were
strings being pulled.
I know almost nothing more about what he has been doing over the last 6-8 months to get healthy, to be a productive member of a family. I know nothing. Nobody knows anything. It was all speaking in generalizations. Man, when people attend news conferences, they need to listen. Follow up what he just talked about if it's incomplete. I don't do this often. I don't like to grade news conferences. I think it's kind of dull.
Yeah.
But I feel like we just wasted 20 minutes. I feel like he wasted the 20 minutes in not giving an opportunity to present some sincerity and authenticity on what he's doing. Tell us specifically what these talks are like. What are you working on specifically? Oh, my.
312-644-6767. Bottom of the hour was brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Don't miss Coach Collins and the Cats at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season for matchups with Minnesota and Ohio State. Purchase tickets now at nusports.com. The Addison Russell press conference, your reaction to that. The Colin Kaepernick collusion settlement. It's a fun Friday. Chris Farley's birthday at 55. We do have a lot to do, but man, odd start to a Friday show. It's Mac and Parkins on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.